Well, we didn't make it onto the flyer, but we got some big news tonight. The show here is for a benefit for Doug's grandmother. Doug's Grammy, she's anemic, you know. I don't know if you folks know what that means, but she's got no iron in her blood. If you ain't got no iron, then you ain't got no energy. So, what do? The doctor prescribed her these iron pills, supposed to boost the energy, you know, by getting her back on track. And these pills are about big around as a quarter. And boy, are they heavy. Solid iron, you know, real substantial weight to them. You're taking 3 or 4 a day. And, well, about 2 days into this regime prescribed by the doctor, she's over at Dougie's house. Dougie's the banjo player. She's over at the house. I'm over at the house. We're both at Dougie's house. And Dougie's there, too, of course. It's his house. Well, we see her go to the bathroom. She's in there for a good long time. And then we start hearing flush, 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 flush. She's trying to flush the toilet. Something ain't working right. So finally Dougie knocks on the door and says, "Grammy, I'm coming in. Everything all right?" You know, she's embarrassed, but she says, "Okay, Dougie, I don't know what I did, but it won't go down." Well, it appears that she put a steamer in the pot that was pure iron. The thing would not budge. It was like a foot-long steel rod coming up out of the top of the toilet. Well, it's embarrassing. She goes into the living room, and Dougie calls me in because I'm a bit of a handyman. So he says, "What do we do, John?" I said, "Get the plunger, Dougie, and we're going to push it right down." Because it was made out of iron. And if you don't know nothing about plumbing, then you should know this. The plumbing tube has got a little bit of a bend in it. And there I am on the plunger, leaning in as hard as I could, pushing and a-pushing. And I jammed it in about, you know, just to the lip of the S-tube. And it's caught now. It is not going anywhere. It's not going to go up. It's not going to go down. It is just jammed in there, this steel rod hooked in to the plumbing. Oh, boy. Dougie looks at me. I say, "You know, I don't really know exactly what we should do." He says, "Let's yank it out of there." I said, "Good idea." He runs and gets some gloves because nobody wants to handle feces, even if it is their dearly beloved grandmother's. He gets some gloves. He comes in. They're these weird welding asbestos-lined fireproof gloves. Don't know where he got them anyway. He tries to grab a hold of the thing, but if you ever dealt with shit that's wet, you know it's pretty slippery. So we could not get even a little purchase on this iron turd in the toilet. So, well, what did we do? I'll tell you what we did. I'm a bit of a handyman. You know, I've been around. I got an electric winch on the front of my truck. I said, "Dougie, we're going to back my truck over here to the window." Luckily, the bathroom window faces the sidewalk. We run that steel cable from the front of the winch in through the bathroom window. We'll wrap it around that turd and we'll yank it out. Hydraulics is the way. Well, seemed like a good idea, but just as sure as we could not grab a hold of that turd with the gloves on, we could not wrap the cable around it either. Oh, boy. Because I got a little drill. I got a little DeWalt, 14 volt. And he says, "Dougie, let me go get that drill. We'll run a hole right through it, put a bolt. And then we got a T. We got something to grab a hold of, and we'll back it out. No problem." I get the drill. Everything goes smooth. I bore a hole right through that turd. Heats up the drill bit, something fierce, of course, you know. I don't know if you ever drilled through an iron turd, but hoo-wee, we get the bolt in. No problem, no problem. Wrap that winch cable right around the end. We got a solid purchase. I run out to the truck. I hit that electric motor on the winch, and it just seizes up. It doesn't want to move. God, that turd is jammed in the pipes. Well, Dougie says, "Try backing up as you're doing it. Just pull it out." I thought that was a good idea. We'll just ease that turd out of there. So I get in, start her up. got my foot a little bit on the gas. Nothing. That truck is just slowly rocking in place. You know, wants to go. Dougie says, give it a little more, John. I give it a little more. Boy, man, the tires are just about to start spinning in place and give a little smoke show. Oh, what are we going to do? Dougie's perplexed. He's out on the sidewalk. He starts walking in the house, and I just goose it. I give it everything she's got, and I say, I'll show him. Well, wouldn't you know? I gave it everything she got, and it came right back at me. That toilet sprung right out of the floor. It ripped up those four bolts right out of the floor, come through the wall of the house, smashed in the front end of my truck, and mind you, I had that accelerator pinned right down to the metal. I go flying backwards at about 25 miles an hour, mashed up this Pontiac that was parked right behind me. I broadsided the son of a gun. And the toilet, as it comes through the wall of the house, stove in the front of my truck. To the point where, when we all come to rest, everything's kaput. I can reach through my smashed up dashboard and flush the toilet. I reach right through, right where my speedometer used to be, and I hit that little metal lever. And wouldn't you know, of course, by that time, the turd was shook loose and it just fell out the back end. So, yes, this is a benefit for Doug's grandmother tonight. We're going to pass the hat around after the show. And anything you can give to her legal defense fund would be appreciated, because I'm suing her for about $14,000 worth of damage to my vehicle. Thank you, folks. Enjoy the show.